Noggin, huh? But anyway, coming up next to the stage, this is the host of 20 by 2, which is a show at Shuba's next week, as well as the former editor and publisher of Gaper's Blog. Please welcome Andrew Huff.
Hey, thanks everybody. So, I've never really thought of myself as a radical. I mean, look at me. When I started thinking about overthrowing the system, way back when I was a kid, it seemed to me like the most insidious yet practical way to do it was to subvert from within. But as I look back as a middle-aged man, I realize that there actually is an area in which I truly have been a radical. I believe very strongly and deeply in the power and vital importance of independent media. As a kid, thank you, whoever did that. As a kid, I would pick up flyers and community newspapers and the occasional weekly world news. I'd cut out and remix comic strips and paste them back together into little cartoon sections. And as I got into music, I gravitated towards magazines like Maximum Rock and Roll, Punk Planet, and Alternative Press, picking up copies at the record store when I had an extra couple of bucks. In high school, I joined the student newspaper and the yearbook staff, and hatched plans for a zine that never quite happened. But then I worked at the student newspaper again once I got to college. As a journalism major, it was required. However, I also helped launch a bi-monthly alternative newspaper. Called The Response, we strived to be an alternative voice for Ohio State students, but our hopes were ultimately crushed by lackluster ad sales and the cost of printing. The Response folded after 4 issues. Soon, though, a new medium would make independent publishing radically easier. Mosaic, the first graphical web browser, launched when I was a freshman, and by the time I graduated, there was a nascent community exploring the boundaries and benefits of publishing on the World Wide Web. I soon discovered some of the first blogs, and by 2001, I was blogging myself. Suddenly, anyone with the slightest technical know-how could run their own website right alongside the New York Times and Wired magazine. Blogs exploded, filling the web with the most radical experiment in media independence the world has ever experienced, so far. If I'm famous for anything, and I'm using air quotes here, listeners, it's for being editor and publisher of Gaper's Blog, a Chicago-centric online publication I co-founded in 2003 with Naz Hamid and a dozen or so other bloggers from around Chicagoland. Yeah. Depending on how old you are, 2003 may not seem like that long ago. But to put it into perspective, we launched within months of Gawker and Gothamists. Chicagoist was a year later than us. And Google was only 5 years old. GB was one of the original city blogs, and it was a response to the flyover mentality that was already developing on the web. We wanted to make sure folks knew that stuff was happening right here, online and off, in Chicago, and the Tribune and Sun-Times and other media in the city weren't cutting it. The staff was entirely volunteer, and aside from a couple of years when grants allowed us to pay the editors and for some of the feature-length stories, there was minimal revenue and basically no budget. Nevertheless, it quickly became an important part of the Chicago media landscape, dedicated to independent news, aggregation, and the best damn curated event calendar in the city. More than 300 people wrote on staff over 12 plus years, and hundreds more contributed articles, including aspiring journalists who got some of their first bylines, activists and artists covering their scenes or their passions, and veteran authors and journalists who found in Gaper's Blog the freedom of an outlet beholden to no one. I knew we were doing something special, something right and important, early on in our first year, when we broke the story of a hate crime assault in Andersonville that escaped notice by the papers. We heard from a Tribune reporter friend later that it was the moment that GB became required reading in their newsroom. And it proved to be just the first of many stories we broke, sometimes to be picked up and rewritten by a conventional outlet, but more often the only place in town to cover it. The great experiment, media experiment of the web has dimmed a bit, As social media pulled people's time and attention away from blogs, and the media landscape has made journalism, independent or otherwise, even more difficult to sustain financially. But there are holdouts, and there are glimmers of new energy and creativity finding footholds wherever they can all the time. The pendulum still swings. I believe that as long as humans have information to share, there will be a need and an interest in independent places to share it. And while I'm not currently running one of those places, I will always have a radical desire to support those who are in any way I can. Thanks.
Andrew Huff, everybody. Thank you so much, Andrew. Got to remember, especially in days like these, that free media, independent media is super important. Maybe I'm just tooting my own horn a little bit, but I feel like maybe podcasts are the next frontier of like that very democratic, accessible medium. I think that's part of the magic of podcasts, but also like, Jesus, there's a lot of bad podcasts out there. But hey, have you guys heard about S-Town? S-Town's cool. Let's talk about S-Town. Any-